This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Raj V. Subramanian.
So the impeachment proceedings are getting underway in the U.S. Senate, and apparently reporters are being denied the type of access they usually have in the Senate. They're kind of being penned off in an area or two, supposedly to keep everyone safe and make sure there are no problems. But this seems like an unusual time, I guess, to be imposing restrictions like this.
Absolutely. At a time, a very historic time, where people need to know the facts and need to know how this is affecting their lives and how this very complex constitutional process unfolds, it's especially crucial that journalists, those that cover politics and the White House on a day-to-day basis and Congress on a day-to-day basis, have this have the access they need. You know, journalists on Capitol Hill, they're already cordoned off or have places where they can or cannot go already. And why limiting this for these reasons of safety and so forth? I'd like to hear some better explanation of this and why. Because on the surface, all it's doing is trying to limit their access to give us this vital information about, again, a very complex process that is the impeachment process, and how we understand it, and how we can be able to access information, especially now, is very important.
I would like to think of something like globalization, which is pretty much a good thing because we get to learn what people are doing in other countries. I think this administration is taking cues from third world countries where journalists are pretty much the mouthpiece of the government. Like, hey, you just do what I say. Like, you know, you don't try to kind of, you know, answer, like ask me questions. Why am I doing this? What for I'm doing this? I'm not ready to answer all this. Just do what I say. I will give you a pass. You come inside, watch and go report. I think this is the kind of mentality that exists in several countries in Asia and Africa, where press reporters or correspondents, they don't have any values in terms of, you know, in a country. I think they are trying to kind of do the same thing in the United States, where this is pretty much a platform for free speech for reporters and correspondents to do the duties without any fear of retribution or anything of, you know, retaliation from the government. And trying to, you know, imagine going to a Capitol without any credentials. It's not even possible. If you're a, you know, press correspondent or a reporter, you have to go through a lot of systems to make sure you have pass and credentials to walk in. And in addition to that, asking them, okay, you better stay in this place. I think these are some things that mechanism they're using just to show their power to the journalists, like, you know, just do what I say. You don't try to kind of, you know, overstep your boundaries.
Well, this idea that in other countries, some other countries, reporters are just a mouthpiece for the government. Who are reporters a mouthpiece for in America? They're supposed to be there for the people, for the audience, for the, you know, the people who elect the politicians into office. They don't have day-to-day access to these politicians. They, probably many people in the audience, don't have time to travel to Washington, D.C. and watch this unfold in person. They rely on the media. They rely on journalists to tell them what's going on. Journalists are supposed to be the eyes and ears for the American public. And when senators are openly hostile to reporters, and when they try to limit their access to information, they're being hostile and they're limiting information to the American people.
They're pretty much taking this from their top bosses. Right. You know, you see, you know, that's what we need, a good leader and role model. We have someone in who holds the highest position and he feels that, OK, I don't want the people to meet the press on a regular basis and just send out a press release for them. OK, and this is the cue the people in the lower administration are taking from their big bosses. Well, my boss is doing that. I'm also going to do the same thing. I'm going to make sure the reporters have limited access to what I'm doing. So in that way, they're pretty much restricting their movements, and thereby the access to information is also restricted. So I feel that this is pretty much just, I would say, more like a domino effect from what they learn from the top leaders.
Any restriction to journalist access should always be questioned, and it needs to have a satisfactory answer. Journalists have a line where they can't cross as far as national security, which is all things within reason, right? But when you're talking about access to, again, a very historic event like this, and especially happening in a town like Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, journalists should always be trying to verify and question things. Don't take anything at face value. And when the public sees this, they should be questioning, well, why is our government, our administrators trying to limit access? There are reasons that access for journalists should be limited in some reasons, such as my example about instances or information about national security. That's within reason. But I'm not hearing a good enough reason, and I don't think anyone else is, and anyone else in this room especially, of why there's a pertinent and a legitimate reason why journalists shouldn't have the access that they have enjoyed all along on the state capitol.
This is a concept that is not happening on a day-to-day basis. This is the third time in the history of the country that we are going to witness something about an impeachment process. And I think this is even sketchy for journalists. I mean, even journalists doesn't know how to even cover this event or what to kind of expect and things like this. So again, this is also a learning curve for the journalist as well.
Right. And I've never been a government press corps, but have had some of that experience with our state capitol. And anything outside of the Senate or the representative chambers, anywhere under the rotunda or whatever, was fair game. And that was always, and that's always been the way in which you are able to give access, especially in this administration where, the briefing room hasn't been used in some 300 days. The mode
That's
of which
right.
capturing and able to question the president now is outside of the with the whirling helicopter and where you can hardly hear. And so this is what it's come to. But that has always been the way of which, and with my limited experience covering government, you always had access to people and walking and talking and so forth. And when people don't want to give you that access, that should, if it's the general public, that should raise your antenna and give you that indication that, well, what are these folks trying to hide, and why are they not giving us this access we've enjoyed all this time?
Would you both be satisfied if the full access, the access we're accustomed to, was provided to just a handful of news organizations, a few newspapers, TV networks, radio networks, who then provided pool coverage for the larger media?
Perhaps. I mean, if I was someone who had to take it from someone else, I suppose I could live with that. But I think if you got a credential and a reason to be in there, and you're a member of a press or a journalism agency that has had a long-standing tradition of having a credential of being in the White House or the state capitol or what have you, I would still fight for that access.
I think this is a very important question, because imagine, you're going to cherry-pick few news agencies who are going to be, talking something nice about you, and you're going to leave out certain people that was not going to talk well about you, then that also leads to a lot of problems. But if I were the one who's running the system, I would say things are changing. That's what, if you don't update yourself, you get outdated. Okay, imagine there is a lot of traditional media, a lot of non-traditional media. Try to accommodate them in a way. It's not a big deal, okay? You're going to come here, you're going to make sure that the podium is there where they can make some talk, or then make sure the audio, video space is enough for the cameraman and the reporters to cover everything. And just kind of streamline it and simplify the process. I mean, every problem always has a solution. And the people who are there involved in the top brass should come up with a way to address the concerns raised by the journalists. And rather restricting access to journalists, they should find a way to get the information across to the journalists so that it reaches the public.
The reason I ask that question is because there's probably, we know there is a good deal of interest in this, and there may be a lot of news organizations that don't normally cover the Capitol or have someone at the Capitol who want credentials for this.
I would be more than satisfied with this if there wasn't this cordoning off of what's happening in this issue at the Capitol right now. I mean, obviously, not every last news organization can get press credentials to descend upon the Capitol right now. We have to rely on our wire services and so forth that we that we subscribe to. But because of this high national interest, I think it would be in the best interest of the administration to try to accommodate as many people because it shows how transparent they're trying to be.
I've had experience being cordoned off by officials. I was a journalist back in India, and I think, you know, sometimes we'll have to wait for like several hours for the leaders to walk out and then to get a soundbite from them. And again, it's reflective of the countries and the culture that you're associated with. And the American journalism is pretty much respectable throughout the world is for the fact that here is the only country in the world where you can sit right next to the president and make fun of him. I've never seen like that happen in anywhere in the world. When I saw the White House Correspondents' Dinner for the first time, like, I was transfixed. Like, man, how is this even possible? Like, you know, this is the only country in the entire world you can sit right next to the president of the country and make fun of him. Yeah. And that is the beauty of this country. And the way things are happening, it's really kind of, you know, I'm very much saddened to see that, oh, you know, reporters and journalists are being taken for granted.
Yeah, at least those have been the rules to this point, Rajvi. You know, you always have to fight and make sure we still have the ability to, for example, sit next to the president and make jokes about him.
Or have access to him and to do that.
Absolutely. Hey, we're going to wrap up our discussion for this week. Our listeners can join us again next week at tspr.org for more A Shop Talk.